Attendance, eating for eternal life. I want to kind of switch that a little bit to shaping community. We want to look at Ephesians just a little bit, and our sermon today is shaping community. You know, I have the opportunity last few weeks to see a lot of different things. We had the opportunity to marry folks. We had opportunity to bury folks. I had opportunity to be in the hospital to help those who are in crisis. We had opportunity to help those who have awkward situations. I had the opportunity to do a lot of things, even with family and friends. And I still see something that I think the world is still lacking. It's how do we shape our community? How do we get our community to become full what God desired to be? I was at a wedding on yesterday, and it was a different kind of wedding for me. It was a pirate wedding. And I seen people all over, and as we took the ship, it was in Erie, Pennsylvania, and we got on the cruise, and people were just enjoying themselves, and I even put a patch on my eye. I didn't do this at the ceremony, but I did it afterward. But I put a patch on my eye just to be a part of that community. Even as we was out on the ship and we seen a small boat was in the water, flipped upside down, and the guy was standing on top of the boat waiting for someone to come and rescue him, and they came and they hover around the area to make sure that he was safe. Then we came back on as we drove further into the waters. People was out in the water. Matter of fact, I was looking and there was bigger boats and there was a plastic, I guess you call it, small little boats for the kids to play on with their family. And it was just beautiful sight, just watching everyone out there in their community living. Then we came back and watching the community of, and I asked myself a question. Church, why aren't people coming to church? When I'm looking at the community of all those around us and everyone seemed to be living so lively and doing great things, I wonder how the church has fallen victim to be always just sharing how bad things are and how terrible things are and the challenges we face. Do we as the church, do we share any good news? Do we live in the community of those and be a part of their life and let them know that although everything that's around us may seem contrary to what we think, there's still good news. How do we help shape our community? If the church itself is the pillar of the community, the church itself is the longest lasting community, the longest lasting surviving organization, then how do we as a church, when all this is going on in our lives, do people come to our church? And when I say the church, I don't mean just St. John's. I'm talking about the church in general. How do they see us? Do they see us as those who come in and only sit in our walls? Or do they hear the laughter of Cookie trying to get up close to the pastor? But do they hear our laughter? Do they hear our joy? Do they hear us as only as victims, or do they hear us those who have been given the power of God, that God himself has entrusted in us, that we could be a peacemakers, we could be vital parts of our community, but what do they hear from the church today? What is our role in shaping our community? How do we help shape the community that we live in? Do we try to make people be like us? When we are not happy and joyful and we don't realize that God has been good to us, we don't realize of the blessings that we have, although we may not have everything that we want, but we are still blessed to be here on this earth. There's people that's willing to change your position. I'm at the hospital and I guarantee you there's people will want to sit in your seat and be where you are. And they'll trade with you in a moment for the position where they are. The church, how do we shape the community of our society. What role do we play? Do we continue to be the victims, or we continue to be the light of the world? If Jesus say, I am the light of the world, if he also said that we are joint heirs of him, if we are created in the image of God, then should we have that same enthusiasm? Should we still have that same inspiration and desire? Shouldn't we be God's people even beyond the four walls of the church, that people know that they, wherever we do, wherever we live, that God's present, not only in the four walls, but he's present in all the world. I was happy that I had the opportunity to participate in that pirate wedding. It allowed me to see things a little different. Maybe that's what Paul wanted his people to see as he wrote to the Corinthians, Ephesians, those in Ephesus. Maybe Paul was trying to tell them church is a place where many different people are supposed to come together. We know we are supposed to value differences and promote each other's worth, but sometimes it's easier said than done. Maybe what Paul was writing to the church, he wanted to let them know that we need to learn how to live in community, how to embrace our differences, how to explore our emotions and frustration, how to live in the messiness of the world, how to continue to be the light in a time of darkness. Amen. At this time, our pastoral